leading the news today, British Prime Minister David Cameron has told MPs that bombing Islamic State militants in Syria will keep British people safe. The UK is already bombing targets in neighbouring Iraq, and the new measures are expected to pass a vote after a 10-hour debate. Mr Cameron says Britain must take action against what he calls the medieval monsters of IS.
Inaction does not amount to a strategy for our security or for the Syrian people. But inaction is a choice. I believe it's the wrong choice.
Back home, the federal opposition is warning the Prime Minister to learn from his predecessor's mistakes and sack Special Minister of State Mal Brough. Malcolm Turnbull defended the embattled MP in Parliament yesterday amid allegations that Mr Brough misled Parliament. He says there have been no new developments and that guilt or innocence is not determined by public denunciation. The Chinese government has dismissed suggestions it was behind a major cyber attack on Australia's Weather Bureau. Multiple official sources have confirmed the recent attack, and the ABC has been told it will cost millions of dollars to fix. The Bureau owns one of Australia's largest supercomputers and provides critical information to agencies, including the Defence Department. Prince Harry says he was left shocked and speechless after being shown the body of a female rhino slaughtered alongside her young calf. The 31-year-old spent 3 months working as a wildlife conservation volunteer in Africa. He's released a selection of his own photographs to highlight the toll caused by poachers.